Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Bit of Kings Leon and new somebody. Thank you, Edith. Good afternoon from actual Edinburgh. This is Scott Mills. Hi, Becky.
Hi.
How exciting is this?
I so can't believe we're actually here.
It took us a five-hour train journey, but we arrived late last night. Then we rehearsed our musical until about half past 12.
Yeah, even what time we did, what time were we back there? Did we have any sleep?
About 3 hours. But I'm so excited, I don't actually care. At the moment, we are overlooking a place called the Pleasance Courtyard in Edinburgh. And there is just such a buzz about this place. I've never actually been to Edinburgh for the festival before. But I will again, I'm telling you. There's hundreds of different venues all across Edinburgh. And there are big shows with huge, big comedy names and musical names. And then there's smaller shows in tiny little dingy rooms with people that aren't so well known. There's literally thousands of shows all over Edinburgh. And this is the courtyard where people just hang out. They see what's going on. There are lots of shows happening around this courtyard. And you can get tickets for loads of shows here as well. There were even people camping out trying to get tickets, which we met a bit earlier on. Well, two people, actually, and they were from Unofficial Mills.
But you didn't have to say that.
But they still count.
They had a banner and everything, didn't they?
Yeah.
That was keen, because what time was that? About 7 o'clock this morning?
Yes. We've been rehearsing for the musical 6 o'clock we started rehearsing this morning.
It's amazing.
It is good. I'm really looking forward to it. But we literally came out it was dark when we went into the theatre, and we came out and we were blinded by the fact that it was actually daylight. And they're like, hi, we're camping out. I'm like, okay, good. So we are in Edinburgh, and over the next few days until Friday, we will bring you everything good and bad and random from the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. No Chappers today. He's had 2 weeks off. He's having another day off today. But we will have the fake Chappers.
Yay!
The one that's playing Chappers in the musical will be here to play Oh, What's Occurring and Beat You at
really?
5:30 tonight.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Hi, it's us, Walt Brookson at the piano with Scott Mills on Radio 1.
Yeah. My own little jingle.
Powerful.
No, I like that a lot. All right.
He's cheap.
Hi, Four Puffs on the piano.
Hello.
Thanks for coming to see us.
Pleasure.
Now, I know that you're on every day, aren't you? You've been here for a week now.
Yes.
How's it going?
Great. We feel as we've aged a little since starting.
You don't get much sleep in Edinburgh, do you?
No sleep, no.
Which is really good. I like that bit.
Not so good for me, yeah. I'm afraid.
Is it quite stressful doing a show every day?
No, it's not. Yeah. We love it.
It's only 55 minutes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not going to kill you.
We thought an hour was quite long for our one. We get a bit tired by the end.
Because you're in the same theatre as us, aren't
you? Yeah, you guys are a bit late.
Yeah. What else is on? There's you guys. Yeah.
School for Scandal.
School for Scandal's on.
There's something on before that and something on after
Club.
Us.
Pappy's Fun Club.
There's a puppet
show.
Oh, that's
meant to be good,
well.
Pappy's Fun Club.
Is it? Yeah. Mm. Isn't there some kind of children's thing with pirates? Is that what that is?
I think that's the one after us.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. I haven't worked out what it's called yet.
God, we're good, aren't we?
Yeah. Thing is, it's everyone gets like an hour or so, and they're not happy if you run over your time slot.
No.
You get fined.
Do you?
Do you really?
By the minute.
You do.
By the minute?
Yeah. If it starts happening regularly. Yeah.
Because we've timed our musical without any applause, thinking that there might not be any. So if there is, obviously that we're going to run over.
Because you're last on, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah. But, I mean, you're in trouble anyway.
Why?
Because we got into do our show yesterday and the lighting had changed, the sound. Our techie
was
going
moaner,
mad.
He's a moaner.
Tell you.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And Lionel Blair was terribly upset about his lack of mirror scarf.
Somebody put a box in front of his mirror. He was mortified.
I think it was an improvement, actually.
We saw the room where all your costumes are earlier.
Massive costume envy. When I've got these really minging white leggings to wear, and then I saw all your costumes.
We ram raided H&M the other day.
Masses of pink and feathers. It looks incredible. Yeah. And I've got a pair of white leggings.
Borrowed a few from the ladyboys of Bangkok.
Mind you, haven't seen us in them yet.
Yeah.
So have you got lots of costume changes? It looks like you've got hundreds of costumes.
Well, Steve's got 10. The rest of us have got 7.
In 55 minutes?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he loves a frog.
That's one every 5 minutes, virtually, isn't it? Change.
So talk us through your show. What happens?
Well, it's called Smoke and Mirror Balls, and it's just sort of a comedy extravaganza, musical sort of excuse for a big party, really, isn't it?
It's about 55 minutes of mayhem.
Okay. And is this show, is it a brand new show?
Yes, put it together.
Especially
just
Bredenburg,
for this.
Yeah.
Okay. And new songs and everything?
Yeah, new songs, new routines, new gags.
A couple of covers as well. We do a stylistics number, full harmony stylistics number.
Right.
Yeah, that hurts.
Does it?
They all sing very high.
We're now looking for new puffs.
Mm. Are you?
Yes. Do you know anyone?
No. When's your show on till then, please? Moving on.
We're on at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, but until when?
Oh,
until...
Plug it. 6 o'clock, right through the month except for the 19th.
Wow.
Pleasance One.
How many years have you been doing this now?
It's our third year.
Third year.
Okay, so you know what's going on.
Anything else you want to ask, Becky? Because we need some tips for tonight. Yeah. First
looking
night.
Looking forward to yours.
Oh, yeah, God. I've got to be Kylie Minogue. Have you got any advice?
Bend your knees, get low.
And make sure everything's very tight.
Yeah.
Yes. Showing your flesh.
Yeah, a bit. Too much, apparently. I need to get a vest top to cover the bits that flash when I lift my arms up. It's not a good look.
It's very hot in there, so
it's
be
so
prepared
hot.
To
and
sweat.
And you have to wear so much makeup to, you know, try and look even remotely good.
Are you going to have a great
That's
time?
That's just Scott. That's not me.
We need to talk about that, because she's three people. She's Kylie Minogue, she's Myleene Klass, and she's Joe Wiley. There's a lot of frantic costume changing.
Well, yeah, so you know what we feel like.
That's proper theatre, that is.
I know, I've actually made it.
Haven't you? Haven't you all? Four Puffs, Anna Piello, thank you very much. Love to see you as our first guest.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Well, look who it is. It's only the posh Radio 4 lady. Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Hi. Now, you are in the musical.
Indeed, I am. I don't know whether to be more excited about being live on your programme or being in your musical. It's all too much.
We've never actually spoken kind of live.
No, we haven't really.
Well, in real life we have. But I mean, not on the radio.
No, it's quite exciting.
Looking forward to tonight?
I'm very much looking forward to tonight. I can't wait.
Okay. We are going to do some live Dear Scots in just a moment. Also, everyone seems to be here. Chris Cox, who works normally off of upstairs at Radio 1, he's got a show here as well. Because in his spare time, he is a mind reader.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. So, Chris, you've been here a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, this is my fourth year here doing a show.
Okay.
And I started coming out when I was 16, so like 6 years ago or so.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
What did you think? Just, I want to do... a show, and then you just did a show.
Yeah, there was like a show on Channel 4 a few years ago that showed Edinburgh. I went, oh, that looks fun. So I went up with some mates from school and saw the first thing we saw a show which was basically in like a dungeony cellar, and there were 7 people in the audience. There were about 10 people on stage. And after about the second blackout, maybe 20 minutes into it, 5 people left, leaving me and my friend to watch the rest of it. They kept going, bless them.
You just got to keep
going.
That's
what's so good about this, though, is that, you know, you get funny stuff like that happening.
Yeah, everyone can have a go, which I quite like.
Yeah, literally, anyone can have a go, and anywhere. Like, there's a show in a toilet, there's a show in a hotel.
Right, that's the thing that I find weird. Everywhere is a venue.
Yeah.
Like, if your nan lives in Edinburgh, chances are she's got a living room has turned into a venue for some kind of show.
Yeah, she's selling like popcorn on the side.
She's making
good
some
old
money.
Nans. Yeah, money making.
It's a good
like
scheme.
That.
Yeah. So your show is on at the moment.
Yeah.
Because we knew you did this. Obviously, we knew that you weren't just the Chris who works off of upstairs.
Yeah, I was a mind tinkerer.
Yeah. Is that what you are, a mind tinkerer?
That's a phrase you can use. Yeah, I say I'm a mind reader who can't read minds.
Okay.
So, just a guy. And also, if it goes wrong, easy excuse.
Right, that's quite good. Right, you know this place quite well. You've been here. Yeah. Oh, the sun's out now. Hooray. It was running earlier. Can you... what's that big mountain that we can see over there?
That is an extinct volcano. It's called King Arthur's Seat.
Is
it? Yeah, the tradition in Edinburgh is one night you go drinking till maybe 4 or 5 a.m., so a normal night for you, and then you walk up it, and you watch the sunrise from the top. That's what you're meant to do.
Yeah, you do it without the drinking? Probably. Can't
yeah, you?
You
can definitely just walk. It's
the
probably
sun still
safer.
Comes up even if you don't drink.
Yeah. So you're going to do that tomorrow morning, yeah?
No, because
we should have done it today.
No, because my dad's here tonight.
Take him up. It's about a 40-minute walk.
Yeah. I could take him in the wheelbarrow, like off of that time where he lost the plot at that time.
I'd like to see, if you can wheel a wheelbarrow up Arthur's Seat, I'll be very impressed. Because I walked about halfway and got really out
Did you?
Of breath.
I got stung by a bee at the top.
Did you?
No one had any vinegar up there. It was a long walk down.
It's quite far.
Very bad.
Are you going to bamboozle Becky now with one of your techniques?
Do you want me to?
I'd quite like that.
All right, this is set up just for you guys. I've got five pictures of Radio 1 DJs. Look, it's Fern Cotton.
Yeah. Yes.
There's Zane Lowe there on
the
deck.
Oh, that's a nice picture of Zane.
Joe Wiley, not the best picture, unfortunately, of Joe. I couldn't find a good one. It's Chris Miles and Grimmy.
Oh, yeah, Grimmy's got excess fringe in that picture.
Lots
yeah.
of fringe. Yeah. You just need to like have a completely free choice and select any one of them. So there's five to pick from.
Do I tell you or not?
Yeah, say it aloud.
OK, I'm going to go for Joe because I'm playing her in the musical.
OK, fine. And you could have completely changed your mind there. You could have had a free choice. You're happy with Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this, I'm not quite sure how I'm doing this because it's new, so I made up a list of instructions. Can you just read the instructions to me from number one down?
Oh, it's a big list.
Okay, so...
One, go on the Scott Mills show. Two, take with you photos of five Radio 1 DJs.
Yeah.
Three, make sure Becky has a free choice of any DJ.
You had that.
It actually says Scott, but I changed it.
Nicely done.
Double check that she's had a free choice.
You've definitely had
make
a free choice.
Make sure Becky says how amazing you are.
Oh, don't say that.
Make sure you point out that you're modest.
I am modest.
If all has gone to plan, she will, of course, select Joe Wiley.
Oh, there you see.
Wow.
You tinkerer.
Is that because you said to me before that it was a bit of a dodgy picture of her, so I felt sorry for her, so I picked her?
Exactly that.
Oh, it's just
psychological. No, because that's the great thing. It's all about psychology and all that sort of nonsense. So you can kind of play with people's minds a bit by messing
around
with
that. That's exactly why I chose it, because I felt bad that she had a rubbish picture. So.
But you could have changed your mind. That's the brilliant thing.
I could, but I didn't want to.
And made me look really bad if you had. So I'm glad you didn't.
Phew. Right, this is our first time, obviously, at the Fringe. Apart from going up half a seat,
yeah.
What else do we need to do?
Right, so the important thing to remember is because all the shows are in tiny little rooms and they like there's one show finishes, the next one starts, so it's like maybe 10 minutes to change around. So you probably need a set that allows you to swap it around in 4 minutes. So I'm imagining you've got a basic, simple set, no band or anything.
We've got a band, yeah.
Okay, so you're going to take more than 4 minutes to...
Yeah.
Okay. Can you cut the band?
Or no.
No, it's a musical.
We need the band.
That's true. All right, so... Oh, well, at least I'm imagining you've got... Like, I bought up, like, 20,000 flyers, so you're flying the show quite heavily.
Have you done it?
I haven't got any flyers, no. That's the thing. We are missing flyers because I've noticed that everyone's got them. If you stand long enough in the courtyard for about any longer than 10 seconds still, someone comes up to you and goes, "Hi there, would you like to see my show about death?"
which that man, is a very popular one this year as
is
well.
It?
Yeah,
a man called Sanderson. He's very nice. he gave me the phone number of the Deaf Line to phone, which I've got in my phone now in case I ever want to phone it. It's just some like sad music and stuff. But it seems to happen all the time if people give out flyers and really promoting their own shows.
Like across the whole city, you've got the Royal Mile, which is literally flyer central, and you'll just be given paper cuts almost, the amount of flyers that are thrust into your hands. And you can go over to the assembly rooms on the other side of the city, or there's that big purple cow and the Gilded Balloon. And wherever you go, you will be flyers.
What's that purple cow, please?
The purple upside down cow?
Yes.
That's a place called the Underbelly, and there's shows within the cow. And it's in there, and right next to it, there's like the Pleasance Dome, and there's the Gilded Balloon as well.
So
there.
I can walk into a cow and see a show.
Not any cow, Scott. A purple upside down cow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Why can't we do our show in a cow?
Well, it's quite nice
in a pig.
Here.
Let's do it in a pig next year.
Okay. The Scott Mills pig. Yeah. I can see it already.
What's the hotel thing you were telling me about earlier?
Oh, this is a really cool, weird show, which Edinburgh's great for, is that basically people go to what they think's a hotel, and it's not actually a hotel. It's staffed by weird people like me and other comedy acts who are up here. And
is it in a hotel?
It's in an actual hotel, and you'll get a key, and you'll get to go look around the rooms. And it's just great seeing people get very, very confused.
What do you do? Just kind of freak people out?
Yeah, just let some
and pretend you work there?
Yeah.
That's a brilliant idea.
It's amazing. You just watch people getting more and more confused, realising they can't really leave.
Love it.
Thinking, we've come to a show, this isn't right.
When's your show on then, Chris?
It's on at 8:30, if you fancy coming down tonight.
Where?
In the Pleasance Dome.
In the Dome at the Pleasance. Okay, cool. We've probably got time before our show, 10:30.
Oh, no, you'll want to be doing your vocal exercises by then, really. You've definitely got vocal warm-ups planned.
We really should have thought about this.
Right, it's all going very well. It's 10 to 5.
That.
Thanks very much, Chris. 10 to 5 on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Radio 1. And it's Scott Mills from Edinburgh. It's the first night of Scott Mills, the musical, tonight. We're not the only musical on, though. There's, like I said, thousands of shows, musicals. Others include A-Team, the musical. Gingers, the musical, is on. Chat, the musical. I think that's the magazine, maybe, because it's got an exclamation mark after it. I don't know, though. Jerry Springer, the musical, is on. What's an opera? Jerry Springer. Amazing. Chippendales. The Chippendales.
they still going?
Are they those ones that like oil themselves up?
I hope they've got new ones. Otherwise, they're going to be a bit old.
Oh, hang on a second. I've just looked at the... I've just been past the the big kind of programme of what's going on. And, it appears the Chippendales Ultimate Girls Night Out Tour is advertised right next to Scott Mills, the musical. Look at that.
Oh, me and Posh Radio 4 need to go and check that out.
So there's a picture of me like in a kind of headband doing
that. That's slightly off-putting. Can we take that picture of you away
and just have please? Hand that over.
Okay, go on.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd see the Posh Radio 4 lady looking at the Chippendales, but I like it.
So it's time for a live Dear Scott now, because the Posh Radio 4 lady we are lucky to have with us in Edinburgh. So this is a moment for me. Whenever you're ready, Posh Radio 4.
Dear Scott, is Tulip a fox? She sounds like one. Johnny from Paisley.
Tulip Mazumdar off the news. Is she a fox?
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
Definitely.
100% fox. Yeah. Next.
Hey, Scott. What is the posh lady's name? Or is that a closely guarded secret? Smiley. From Cameron.
Her name is Posh.
Posh? I thought we were only allowed to call her that if we were really good friends there.
What would you rather? I mean, you can answer this.
Well, I do have a name, but I find now my fame as Posh Radio 4 Lady is so great that nobody uses it anymore, so I am just known as Posh Radio 4 Lady. Posh Radio 4, Posh Radio, Posh, Puh. Depending on how well you know me.
Yeah, Puh to your like,
puh,
close
to my
friends.
Very yeah, my mum calls me Puh.
Okay. And what would listeners call you? I mean, if they obviously can call you Posh Radio 4 Lady. If they wanted to abbreviate at all?
Well, PR4L.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that is good.
That is good, because that goes with one that doesn't speak O-T-D-S. So,
O-T-D-S. T-O-T-D-S.
T-O-T-D-S. So, brilliant.
It sounds like T-O-T-D-S. I'm sure that's not what
See,
you mean.
See, so now you can be PR4, brilliant.
PR4L.
Okay, next.
Dear Scott, do you plan on trying some haggis whilst you're in Edinburgh? A deep-fried Mars bar, at least? Becky? Break a leg tonight. Love, Zoe in Plymouth, X.
You were threatening to eat me on the train last night, but I think that was purely out of boredom.
Yeah, I was quite bored.
We'd run out of food and Scott said that if we couldn't get any more food, he'd...
I was going to eat Becky in the nicest possible way. I was going to eat her.
I think she means have I tried, or that person means have I tried haggis, not
yes.
That you should try and eat
it. Did
me.
It this morning. Egg, bacon, haggis roll.
Any
Next,
good?
Yeah, really good.
Have
Next.
You, I'm just. Can I just say to you, don't have a deep fried Mars bar because I know what you're like, and once you have one, you will then become addicted.
Really?
So I'm just trying to say to you, as a friend,
doesn't appeal to me.
I've had one, and they are incredible. So don't ever have one.
Are they?
Yes. Do you remember that horrible roll thing that we tried once with the, which sounded horrible? It was like sausage roll and cheese and mayonnaise.
Yeah,
and
in a
bread
bun.
Roll.
Yeah.
And we were like, no, that's going to be gross. And we tried it,
oh,
and it was just
the
most
best.
Amazing thing ever.
Same.
Same with deep fried Mars bar. So just don't go there, and no, then you'll be good for.
If I never
forever.
Have one, I won't know what I missed.
Exactly.
Next.
Dear Scott, I need somewhere to live in northwest London, starting from Saturday, for about £100 to £130 a week. On a Camden bus route. Or I'm homeless. Love, Helen.
Any ideas?
No.
The classifieds websites that I use are good. Put up an ad on there, you'll find something.
There we are. Put up an ad. I'm sure she probably knows that already. Just put up an ad in any classifieds online, that'd be fine.
Just not...
No.
No.
That's it. Move on. Is that it?
£100 a week is quite cheap.
That is cheap.
Mm, I would never live somewhere like that.
Would you not? No. You're well posh. That's because you're well posh.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
But you did get the bus the other day, Posh.
Well, I do. I like to move amongst the people from time to time.
I respect that.
Hmm.
Yeah, yeah. You texted us and you were on the bus. And we were like...
I couldn't believe.
Posh is on the bus.
Yeah.
I was insanely pleased that you said hello to me from the radio. I was really, really happy.
Yeah. Well, this actually goes out on the radio.
Oh,
yeah,
does
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it does.
Are we on now?
We're on. Have you got any more?
I've got one more
okay,
for you.
Okay, marvellous.
Hey, are you playing Grimmy? He is a fan of skinny jeans. From Josh.
Josh, I'm not playing Grimmy in Scott Mills the Musical. Grimmy is a fan of the skinny jean, but not of the stonewash skinny jean, of the which is the variety that I'll be wearing on stage live in Edinburgh tonight. Thank you, PR4L.
You're welcome.
It's 2 minutes to 5 on Radio 1. It's weird having you here in person.
Radio 1.
podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hello, this is Scott Mills on Radio 1. We are from the Edinburgh Fringe. The sun is out. We're in the Pleasance Courtyard. We're not actually in the courtyard. We're kind of above it. If we were in it, then there'd be some people going, come and see our show. It's about death. Like a man who came up to me earlier. And loads of other people just coming around, flyer in their event. It's all good. Our show is on tonight, one of over 2,000 shows in Edinburgh, and we're a little bit scared. We're on at 10:30. The fake Chappers, the guy that's playing Chappers in the musical, will be on Oh, What's Occurring in about 20 minutes. You probably won't be able to tell the difference, I don't think. It's 5:11. Coming up, I have got Paolo Latini, Sean Kingston, Little Boots, and now... live from Edinburgh, Madonna's here. Hiya, love.
Well, hello. Hi. Well, we might have to say I'm not Madonna.
No, you're not. No,
I just think I am.
Yeah. Do you actually think you are?
Well, it depends what time of the day you're asking me.
Okay. What's your real name, love?
My name is Evelyn Brink.
Okay, Evelyn. And you're a Madonna impersonator.
That's correct.
Okay. How long have you been doing this for, please?
I've been doing this for 7 years, sir. I've been doing Madonna for a long time now.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have a look at your arms?
Here we go.
Oh, see, they're good.
Check this
out. But they don't look like roadmaps.
Yeah, well, I was
lots of muscle, but not as much vein.
See, they're good. They're good muscles.
They're good. I did Madonna. Talk to Google about it.
Did you?
Google Maps.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
They're good without being too... You know what I mean? There's not too much... There's a good workout, but it's not sinew.
Thank you.
That's
thank
what
you.
I'm saying.
That's always a really nice thing to say to a lady, Scott.
Yeah. So, I've got such
a
way.
Use that in your chat-up lines.
But you do know the pictures were fake. Madonna had a press statement released that they were photoshopped or whatever they were.
Yeah, yeah. So... Talk us through your outfit, because it's pretty impressive.
It's amazing.
So, darling, what are you wearing? Well, I only wear Collection Georges de Asda.
Yeah.
And today I'm featuring Madonna's latest outfit from the Sticky and Sweet tour. So yeah. We're having a fishnet tights with some shiny underwear. It's Marks and Spencer's finest. Just. For you to know.
Because I went to see Madonna on Sticky and Sweet Tour recently, yeah. and it is a very similar outfit.
Yeah, I think she likes Marks and Spencer's as well. Not sure. And then we're going to have... we're having the see-through black top with a black bra underneath, and that's pretty much all I'm wearing, really.
Is it?
It's not much, is it?
Is that what you wear for the show as well?
No, it isn't. For the show, we're having a... the cones, darling. The cones.
Oh, the cones.
Yeah, you got to keep it real.
Okay. So, I mean, you look like Madonna. You've got the outfit. What do you do in your show?
Well, in my show, I talk about the life of a Madonna impersonator. So it's all about the real life of a fake Madonna. I see you frowning,
okay.
Scott. I see you frowning.
Okay, so...
We've
I'm
been
confused.
Up a long time today. Yeah, Scott's trying to get his head around it.
Okay, so it's about your story as fake Madonna.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it uses Madonna's songs to drive the story forward. But it's about my life and the relationship with my granddad. It's about making it and faking it and how it feels to be famous but not being famous.
Okay. Do people stop you in the street and go, "Oi, Madonna!"
Yeah, like that.
Do they?
"Oi, Madonna! It's Madonna, isn't it?"
Do they say that?
Sometimes when they're really drunk. Everyone with half a brain on them would know. Madonna never goes out by herself and she doesn't carry her own backpack.
That's true. Are you one of those artists that carries all their gear in? Because I remember a couple of years ago on the show, we had a fake Britney Spears on, and she carries her own speakers to the gig.
Yeah, that's just too fake for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah.
You've got to have, at least you've got to have, some people doing that for you.
At least have a boyfriend, you know?
Yeah,
okay. Just do something. Put in some effort, love. Yeah.
So, are you going to do something for us now?
I would absolutely love to.
Okay, what are you going to do?
I'm going to sing you a little parody song.
Okay.
It's very innocent.
It is? Okay.
Sure.
Is all your show innocent?
Of course, very
innocent. Is it, though?
No.
Is it fake Madonna, though?
Well...
What time is your show on in
Edinburgh?
We're
on at 10 to 8, but I would recommend that you are over 12 to come and see it. Right. Unless you'd like some early sexual education.
No. Probably best not. Okay, if you could, keep this clean, please, because there are children listening and
absolutely.
All that. Okay.
Oh, I love children. I've got a few of them myself.
You have, that's true. Okay, so here is Evelyn Brink. Where's your show on, by the way, please,
My
Evelyn?
Show is on at the Pleasance Ace Dome every day at 10 to 8.
Amazing. Okay, and here's your song. What's it called?
It's called Botox. Hey, Mr. the surgeon, get the needle out. I can't help but looking older. And if you do it well, I don't want you to stop. You can do me all over.
She's got the moves.
Comes, it's good on radio, isn't it?
Oh, I like it.
Botox makes the people young forever. Yeah. Botox, without it, I will look like leather. I don't think of yesterday, but I did look at the clock. I'd like to tie my face back. And the gone with the wind, make the wrinkles go away. Gotta love the skin you're in, you can fix it every day. Botox makes your face like baby's bottom. Yeah. Botox, when you've expressed yourself too often. Woo! Damn solo.
Oh, this is
gone,
good.
Madonna.
Oh,
oh my God, she's doing that thing where she goes right down that 50-year-olds shouldn't be able to do.
I saw too much.
Did you?
Yeah.
Those M&S pants, they reveal everything.
Hey, Mr. Surgeon, get the needle out. We're gonna battle nature. And if you do it well, you never have to stop. I want to recreate her. Botox numbs my forehead. Ain't that clever? Yeah. One day they'll tuck the skin and brain together. When's it gonna stop? Hey!
Oh,
are
listeners,
we getting a video of this, internet, Sam?
We are getting a video,
yes!
Because you need to see this online. That was Evelyn, who is really is a good Madonna impersonator.
Wow.
That was amazing.
As Duke Munn's just said on the text, nice bit of Botox, man.
Nice bit of Botox, man.
Yeah.
That's what Duke Munn says. if he's on board,
good comment. Then
if he
comment.
Likes it, you're a winner.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Evelyn, for coming in.
Well, thank you for
having me. We need to come and see your show.
Please do. I think everyone should come and see the show.
Okay.
I'm saying that from my heart. I really believe that.
I know, I can tell by the look in your eye. You really do. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott.
Evelyn, everybody. We're live in Edinburgh. It's Scott Mills on Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast. And now...
Oh, what's occurring?
No Chappers today. He's off, so it's Becky versus Fake Chappers, who's playing him in the musical.
Oh, what's occurring?
His name is John, but now will be known as Chappers for the rest of this Oh, What's Occurring segment. Right, Chappers?
All right.
Ian in Bournemouth's been on, and he says the best way that we can tell if fake Chappers is really Chappers is to get him to say Graham, like Chappers does, which is... Just say Graham for us, and we'll see if you got it.
Graham.
Yes!
Yes!
Chappers can't say Graham properly, just says Graham.
Graham.
And you did it, that's brilliant.
Graham. Okay, let's do some Oh, What's Occurring with Becky. Are you ready, Becky?
Yes.
Ready, Chappers?
Yeah.
Oh, what's occurring?
We start...
I'm not noticing a difference so far, are you?
We start with a social experiment, which we did back at Radio 1 HQ the other day. Now, this all started, actually, in the office when we celebrated National Watermelon Day. Remember that?
Yes, I got sent in.
Did you celebrate National Watermelon Day, Chappers?
Oh, it's what I live for.
Well, Becky was walking across the office carrying two watermelons at Radio 1. And within 10 seconds, what happened?
Oi, nice melons.
See, that's what happens. If you carry them at chest height...
They were... Well, OK, yeah, could have been.
Yeah. If you carry them at chest height, boys just can't help go, right, nice melons.
It was girls as well.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
So we put this to the test on the streets... Nice Pippa and Mel, who work in the office, they went down Stupid Street for us, and they were carrying two melons at chest height. And they went all the way down Stupid Street until they got to those shops at the end. But my question to you, Becky, and Fake Chappers, by the time they got down to the end of Stupid Street, how many times had somebody shouted, "Nice melons!" Chappers?
I reckon five.
Four.
Chappa says five, Becky says four.
I always say one less than him just to annoy him.
It works.
Let's find out.
Ow!
Here's Nice Pippa and Mel from upstairs going on Stupid Street with some melons held at chest height. Two.
How long was that? 30 seconds.
That was one.
Three.
Great melons.
Four.
Lovely pair, sweetheart.
Five.
That was a lovely pair, sweetheart. How nice.
Is that another one?
What did he say?
Something about lemons.
It's an anagram.
Melons.
Six.
Two melons.
Seven.
Two melons.
Nice melon.
Eight.
That's a nice watermelon.
You don't get many of those in a bucket, do you?
See, you just can't help it when people have got them at that height.
Do you remember before we recorded this and the melons got sent in, even after we'd finished on the breakfast show, Joe Wiley buzzed through and went, hey, nice Becky, melons. Nice melons.
See,
of all the people.
People just can't help themselves. 10 nice melons there as they walked along the street. So fake Chappers wins that point. Well done.
Get in.
Oh, what's the curry?
Next one.
A lot of love for you on the text, fake Chappers.
You know Edinburgh. Now, the Royal Mile is a very famous kind of area of Edinburgh, and that's where it goes up to the castle, and that's where all the people who are in shows, in the thousands of shows that are on at the Fringe, they all hand out their flyers and promote their shows and trying to get people to come to them. Now, Ian, who does sometimes work on our show, hi there. He went up to some people today on the Royal Mile. Now, you may have noticed that there's a lot of this on Radio 1 at the moment. It's quite catchy.
Scott Mills, the musical. Scott Mills, the musical.
Does get in your head. So today, Ian went onto the Royal Mile and he just went, Scott Mills, and then handed the microphone over to them.
Oh, that's dangerous.
My question is...
You could have had all sorts.
That is dangerous. My question to you, out of the 8 people that Ian went, Scott Mills, to, how many would reply with, the musical? Becky.
3.
Fake Chappers.
I was going to say 3. I'll say 2.
You sure?
Yeah.
Normally you'd get quite arsy with me now and go, oh, I said 2, so why...
Well, that's what I did say.
So why are you asking me again? That's what he would normally do.
Look, just 2, right?
That's it. That's the magic.
Tell him to hurry up and press the button.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
So Ian went up into the Royal Mile and he went, Scott Mills, how many people out of 8 would go, the musical?
Scott Mills.
Oh, love Scott Mills. Love you.
Have you heard of Scott Mills, the musical?
I have, of course I have. I've been listening to it on the Radio 1 every day.
Scott Mills.
Oh, wasn't expecting that.
Cool.
Scott Mills.
Sings from the top of the hills. He is cool and he doesn't go to school because he's on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. I love Scott Mills. He's the greatest.
Have you heard of Scott Mills the musical?
I haven't heard of the musical, but Boris here has.
Scott Mills.
Is cool.
The musical. Awesome.
Yes. Scott Mills,
one.
The musical.
Can you tell me about it?
I've not been to see it. Got sold out.
Scott Mills.
The musical.
Two.
Right there. What do you say if I say, Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Something along those lines.
Scott Mills.
The musical.
Yes, 3.
Scott Mills. The musical. Scott Mills. The musical.
Right, so they're good. That was three.
Yes.
So it's one all.
I wanted to say three in the first place.
So you did, actually. Sorry, Chappers.
I did say that.
Oh! What's occurring?
Right, last one. You know Joe, who's playing me in Scott Mills the Musical, opening tonight in Edinburgh? We found out a lot about Joe last week when we were doing Moyles' show. It's a long story, this is. You can listen to the podcast or you can go online. But Joe, who's playing me, a while ago, a few years ago, his dad entered a competition without the rest of the family knowing to be like the Oxo family, but to be the face of meatballs in this country. They didn't win. They'd never got the chance to be the faggot family. But we did have the actual faggot family coming in live last week, and it was
doodies.
A chance. The Doodies, not a lovely family from the Black Country, and it was a chance for, you know, Joe, who didn't win, to meet the Doodies, who did win, the chance to be the faggot family. They were very nice, but a lot of people noticed, and maybe you were one of them, that Janet Doody, head of the FF, did say,
did you just abbreviate that to FF?
Yeah.
I love it.
She did in her interview go, a lot.
Yeah.
At the time, a lot of you texted in going, why did she keep going,
It's like she was watching firework display, wasn't it?
Really was. But my question to you, during my interview on the Chris Moore show with the faggot family last week, how many times did Janet Faggot go,
Well, they were on for about 15 minutes, weren't they?
Yes. They had a lovely time, they said. And I understand that you're in regular email contact with them now.
Yes, there's rumours that they might be reinstated as the faggot family.
Get out.
Although, as Janet said, they've never been removed from their position, so they still are technically the faggot family.
What, so because of our interview, they might be reinstated?
Yeah, they might be, you know.
Because they've not been replaced since.
Brought back to wear those lovely sashes and baseball caps.
Amazing. Okay, answer the question. How many did Janet say last week on the interview?
Seven.
Chappers?
12.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Janet from the FF, but how many times did she go,
We didn't
No trivia. Amazing.
This is mad.
Yeah, that's not weird at all, is it?
Were they?
And you do not look impressed at all, even then.
She's nowhere to be seen.
Really?
No, I don't think she's this.
No faggots in here.
I haven't eaten them in about 3 years, I don't think.
Have you not?
Thank you.
The actual faggot family, everybody. Wow, she did do it a lot. A lot of you noticed that at the time. There were 17 actual from Janet Faggot there. You said 12, Chappers, which means today you win. Oh, what's occurring?
Yup.
Is there lots of love for fake Chappers on the text?
Massively. A lot of people think I'm flirting with him, which is a bit strange. But again, he's probably not bothered with that.
A lot of people now will definitely go online and see the musical Part 1 tomorrow when it arrives at bbc.co.uk/radio1. We're putting Part 1 on tomorrow and you will be able to see the guy that's playing Chappers in all his glory, because there is, well, not all of it.
There is not that sort of musical.
It's not that kind of. There are musicals like that here in Edinburgh, but ours is not one of them. No, but there's a. We can't say anything else, but there's some good scenes involving Chappers. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you.
And let's have a good night tonight. Fake Chappers, everybody. On Oh, What's Occurring? Thank you. Let's know how you did on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
The Scott Mills Daily.
And we now have the Axis of Awesome with us. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Now, just reading the programme. It says in the brochure, Australia's musical comedy sensation return, ready to rock your face off. Will that actually happen?
Well, we've already had quite a few shows and, quite a few faces.
We've got an ambulance standing by after every show and they're sort of reattaching faces that have been blown off.
So
a lot of audience members
Yeah, a lot of audience members are coming with their faces on hinges, thankfully, so that makes it a lot easier just
that's
to
good.
Back
and sometimes for the best, if people are like, I don't like my face, new face.
Yeah, so. Really good.
You can swap afterwards.
For a bargain price. So we've got Jordan, Lee and Ben here from Axis of Awesome. We've played you before on our show, and we got a lot of love from the on the text every time we do play. You've been huge on the internet, and that's where we first kind of found what you do. You're originally from Australia.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you live in the UK now?
No, we're just over here for the Fringe at the moment, yeah. So,
We all live in Sydney.
Australia, Sydney.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But we love it over here, don't get us wrong. If we could live here, we would. Totally.
Right, and you can't because...
Really, though?
I think there's a visa situation at the moment.
Yeah. The visa situation, and it's better and weather, and they have beaches.
Yeah.
And Jordan and I are getting married later in the year.
Not to each other.
To different people.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, that's fine as well. It's allowed. Now, you had a show here last year. How many times have you been here in total? Was that your first year last year?
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct.
Okay, yeah. How did it go down?
Fantastic, yeah. I kind of started off as complete unknowns and ended up with a few people knowing who we were and lost a lot of money. So, yeah. The Edinburgh cycle.
Did you come back for more this year?
Yeah.
or less, as it is. Yeah.
When you first started, because we're a bit worried about this, I mean, the tickets have gone for our musical, which is on tonight. It's the first night of it. Did you have many empty seats on your first couple of shows?
I mean,
that people might not show.
There were some empty seats, but I mean, we got out and got the flyers out and, you know, played on the street and just made sure everyone knew what we were.
Maybe that's what you need to do, Scott. Yeah. Go out and do your bit of the performance
on
the street.
That's part of Edinburgh. You've got to get out and fly.
I think tomorrow I need to go out and fly quite early.
In a ridiculous costume, like a unitard.
Your skinny stonewashed jeans.
Yeah. Finally, I had some flyers. We really missed a trick there.
Mm.
Right, next year we'll know different because as Chris from upstairs from Radio 1 was saying earlier...
Next year?
It's all about the flyers.
Did you just say next year?
Well, you never know.
I thought this was a three-night run and a three-night run only.
Back to Axis of Awesome. Have you seen any other... Have you had a chance to see anything else while you've been here?
Yeah, a couple of good shows. Tommy and the Weeks here at the Pleasance, and there's a bunch of great Aussies at the Gilded Balloon, like Celia Pakwala and Felicity Ward, so yeah.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Because, I mean, there are venues absolutely everywhere, aren't there? We need to explain this. You've never been before. If it's a room, it's probably got a show on somewhere. But there's kind of a few main areas. There's here at the Pleasance, there's the Assembly Rooms, there's the Underbelly, and there's where you're playing, which is the Gilded Balloon.
The Gilded Balloon, yes.
Okay, and explain what that is. It's just like an area of fun.
Yeah, it's like a university house, so I think during the year no one goes there because it's the student kind of admin building, and then it gets turned into this amazing thing of, what, I don't know, 10, 15 venues in the festival, and there's just thousands of people streaming in
every
day.
Paint it pink and put in some carpet, and it's nice. Yeah.
So you've seen some good stuff. You've got some good recommendations for me you can give to me after the show because we do want to see some stuff at some point.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, all the flyers I've collected, I'll pass on to you if you like. So,
I've already got some, thanks.
Okay.
I quite like to see Ginger's the Musical. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, no, just me then. We have played you, as I said on our show before, the four chord song. Explain what that is if people haven't heard it.
Well, over to Benny for this one.
Essentially, it's just a brief history of pop music using the only four chords that pop music use. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
It's but a lot clearer
in the
actual
performance. A lot of people won't know that there are only four chords used.
Yeah, so. I guess that's why we put it together.
Mm. Yeah, and it's kind of, you know, one of those things where it could run for about 10 or 15 minutes if we put every song in, but we've had to condense it down.
We got a list of about 90 and growing back home on the computer, but we've restricted it to about 30 just so we don't waste everyone's time. Yeah.
And you've changed the song a bit now.
Yeah, I mean, the song continually evolves every couple of months. We sort of look at the charts and see what's out there and... You know, we'll probably find three or four of the top 10 songs are four chord songs.
Yeah.
Right. Tell us where you're playing at Edinburgh and what time and stuff.
We're at the Gilded Balloon, the Wine Bar, 9:15 p.m. each night. Come along. It's on Bristow Square, I think you'd call it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's near the Big Purple Cow.
We could go to that. Maybe tomorrow night. Let's get the first night out of the way of Scott Mills Musical.
9:15. We're on at 10:30.
What time are you on till?
Takes me 45 minutes to get into my Joe Wiley outfit.
What time are you on till?
Till 10:15.
Yeah, we'll cut it fine, but we'll be there. Even if it's at the first bit. Okay, so are you going to do your song for us?
Yeah,
for sure. All right.
Okay, on Radio 1, Axis of Awesome.
In Edinburgh.
We present to you a brief history of pop music using just four chords. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do you recognise this?
That is Journey's Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah. There's a few more songs with the same chords. Check it out. My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel. Of that I'm sure.
Well, that's two songs 30 years apart.
People
that's
kill
magic.
And people dying.
All right,
children hurt and hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? Won't you turn the other cheek? Forever young. I wanna be forever young. The This is the way you left me. I'm not pretending. No love, no hope, no glory, no happy ending. If I could, then I would. I'd go wherever you will
and
go.
Can you feel the love tonight?
And she will be loved. Yeah, she will.
I belong.
Please,
la da da da, la da da da,
leave me.
La da 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 da.
I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you left me, Papa, Papa.
'Cause I can't live with or without you. Whenever I fall at your feet. Am I not pretty enough? Is my heart too broke? 1, 2, 3!
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me.
I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner.
That's the way it's gonna be, little darling.
Be, little darling.
We'll go riding on the horses, yeah, yeah. No woman, no cry.
Yeah, Mama, this surely is a dream.
I come from a land down under.
Once a jolly swagman camped by a billabong.
They say Taylor was a good girl, never wants to be a late. Come play, express ideas in her brain.
Need some love like I've never needed love before. I'm gonna make love to ya, baby.
Take on me.
When I come around.
Take me on.
When I come around.
We'll be.
Take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do.
I were a boy,
I know she'd play with me.
I think I would understand.
Well, that's okay, 'cause I got no self-esteem. With 1,000 eyes and a good disguise, hit 'em right between the eyes. Hit 'em right between the eyes.
Yeah, number one. See, I don't understand how you're number one.
Too late.
Can't read my, can't read my, no, we can't read my poker face.
Come on, Bobby, let's go party.
'Cause I'm not here for your entertainment. You don't really wanna mess with me tonight. Take your canvas bags, take your canvas bags, take your canvas bags to the supermarket.
Time to say goodbye.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? I'm more than a bird, I'm more than a plane. I'm a bird plane. I'm a bird plane. Check me out, I'm a bird plane.
Doesn't that sound familiar? Doesn't that hit too close to home? Doesn't that make you shiver the way that things have gone?
Doesn't that seem peculiar? 'Cause everyone wants a little more. It's something I do remember to never go this far. That's all it takes to be a star.
That is awesome. How many songs were in there?
I think about infinity.
Yeah. Hundreds.
Yeah.
All using the same 4 chords.
That's right.
Yep. Axis of Awesome, thank you so much for coming in today. You've got so much love on the text from Tracy, Amy off of Kent, Tom in Huddersfield, Anna in a car park just listening because she can't get out of the car, Nick in London, Lily in Hastings, and so many more. Heart you.
Wow. We heart you back.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Now, you thought the posh Radio 4 lady was posh, we've got an actual lady in the studio with us now here in Edinburgh. Lady Carol, hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Now, we're quite lucky to have you here today because there was a bit of a drama before, wasn't there?
I got locked into my flat.
Right, how do you do that, please?
The door of the flat that we are staying in for the festival has just two chub locks.
I've got one of them
as
well.
Not a chub lock, like the indoor ones.
Oh.
And the girl I'm staying with left and locked the door while I was asleep, and my friend had borrowed my keys, so I went to leave and just rattled the door for a bit, and I went, oh.
What a drama, eh?
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Now, we've never before, well, not for a long time, had two like proper ladies in the same room, so we have now, and Becky. So, and you, thank you very much.
I could make a joke here, but I'm not going to.
And you are a ukulelist? Ukulele player. Okay. Now, from the look of the ukulele, and I don't know, do correct me, Lady Carol. Mm. It looks like a guitar, a mini guitar for small people.
Yes,
but it looks easier to play because it's only got like four strings.
Okay.
Is that right?
It can be easy to play if you pick easy songs to play on it.
Okay, but it's not that. Well, I probably couldn't do it anyway.
It's all right. It's grand. It's a nice instrument to play because it's quite high pitched and it is quite simple to start out with like easy songs, so you can just sit in your bedroom.
But you're an expert.
Not quite. I'm sure there's people who would like slam me for making that claim, but I love playing it and I like figuring songs out on it, so it's nice.
So you've got a show here in Edinburgh?
Yes, I do.
Where's that on?
It's on in the Pleasance Over the Road, number 3 at 8:15.
Oh, okay. We're going to miss that.
Oh.
We're going to be getting ready for our show, but best of luck with it.
That's all right.
How long's the show?
It's an hour.
Wow. So,
yeah.
Now, a lot of people don't know this, but another person that plays the ukulele is the posh Radio 4 lady.
Hello.
You also play, don't you?
I do play, although I cannot claim to be as good as Lady Carol, who is actually a professional ukulele player. I am clearly not.
She wants to be in the Olympics.
Oh, if only it was. So what's going to happen here? Is it going to be some kind of ukulele duel or ukulele duet?
It's duet.
I think we'll work together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, have you been working this out while the songs have been on?
A little bit.
By the means of sign language.
Yep.
They're so cute.
I know, I love it.
I'm sorry, they are the cutest instrument, the little ukulele.
They are. Okay, so now the poshest thing that has ever happened on Radio 1. Two people playing the ukulele together as one. Please welcome the PR4L, Posh Radio 4 Lady, and Lady Carol here at the Edinburgh Fringe.
Love,
love
is a burning thing.
It sure is, Lady Carol.
And it makes a fiery ring.
Ready when that happens.
Bound by strange desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire. I mean, with the ring of fire.
Are you right, P?
Live and unrehearsed.
No, it was good. I like that. Thank you very much to the Posh Radio 4 lady who's in our musical. Break a leg, love.
Thank you, and you. Thank break you. Both.
Yeah, I won't. I'm rude. And thank you very much to Lady Carol for coming in, everybody. Thank you. Top ukulele action on Radio 1. Thank you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Thank you so much for today. It's been amazing fun. We are off to warm up vocally for Scott Mills, the musical, Night One. It's the opening night. You'll be able to see it online tomorrow at bbc.co.uk/radio1. And we're back here from tomorrow at 4 p.m. Annie Mack is next on Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.